Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. Most of us in the developed world, and increasingly in the developing world, depend on oil for everything from gas in our cars to pharmaceuticals, fertilizers, and plastics. Our guest, Dr. Ricky Ott, is a marine biologist and toxicologist. She and a wide variety of scientists have been studying the long-term effects of the catastrophic Exxon Valdez oil spill in Prince William Sound, Alaska in 1989. Depending on who you ask, somewhere between 11 and 40 million gallons of oil leaked out of the Exxon Valdez, devastating the once pristine Prince William Sound. Dr. Ott believes that one good thing can come out of this immense tragedy. We can learn from it. First and foremost, Dr. Ott reports, disinterested scientists are showing that oil is apparently a great deal more toxic to all life forms than anyone had thought.
This is the big legacy of the Exxon Valdez oil spill, that oil is more toxic, it's causing public health problems in the here and now, and if you add those public health problems along to the global warming threats, the fact that we're running out of oil, it's going to get really expensive, the fact that we're fighting wars over resources, when is the last straw? When do we pay attention and say enough?
Ricky Ott earned her PhD in marine biology. In her book Sound Truth and Corporate Myths, Dr. Ott writes about current and long-term effects of the Exxon Valdez oil spill. Dr. Ott lives in Alaska. She's testified often before Congress and the Alaska State Legislature. She also wrote Alaska's Copper River Delta. Dr. Ott has received state and national recognition for her work and is intensely active in her community. When Bill Russell and I read Dr. Ott's book and began to grasp just how toxic oil might be, we were struck by how little we all know about the health hazards related to oil. Clearly, the Exxon Valdez oil spill story should still be headline news all over the world, and is not. So we welcomed Dr. Ricky Ott to join us to tell us what we are not hearing from either the news media or the petroleum industry. Dr. Ricky Ott, the brain scientists tell us that attention is very important, as in pay attention, as in what are you paying attention to, as in attention. It's a very important part of how our brains work. It's a part of how we function in the world or don't. And I got the sense, reading Sound Truth and Corporate Myths, that we're not paying very good attention with all the clutter that we think of as news, but that we have some things to which we need to be paying attention. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. I like to describe our democracy as like a teeter-totter with Congress as the fulcrum in the middle and industry on one side of the teeter-totter and the public on the other. And a democracy functions best when both sides, the industry and the public, are paying attention to what's going on and the laws that Congress passes and what needs to happen to protect the public, to protect the environment, to protect the economy. I mean, it's a paying attention all the way around. And this book describes a massive system failure because the public has not been paying attention to the low levels of chemicals that are in our environment and the immediate effects on public health, in particular oil, which we all, of course, use, which we think is benign, and it turns out it's actually much more toxic than we think.
Oil, as in that which runs our cars and makes plastic and is drugs and oil?
Oil that we actually are putting in our cars and that we put in our power plants to generate electricity when we flip on light switches.
And we put in our bodies. Don't we?
And we put in our bodies through not eating organic foods, because most of our food, of course, is grown from these big monocrop farms, which are all based on petrochemical fertilizers.
So we don't think of our food as being oil-based, but if it's a petrochemical fertilizer,
it's oil-based. And these oils selectively absorb into the fats of our bodies, into the fats of wildlife. And medical doctors are now telling us that it's coming at us in high enough concentrations, even though these concentrations are very low, they're still high enough to be causing public health effects. What the medical doctors have identified, and this is within the last 15 years, the petrochemical problem, they call it. They've based their studies on the Gulf War vets, a very highly exposed group, and then they've gone and looked for these similar symptoms to what the Gulf War vets are experiencing in the general public at large. And they have defined what they call an epidemic of asthma, depression, and chemical sensitivities. And of course, asthma is the number one leading chronic illness in children under 18.
Or not children. I have pollution-induced asthma because I breathe the air in Atlanta.
What I think is happening is that a lot of us, the ordinary public, are getting things that have labels, diabetes, asthma, cancer, and we haven't really connected that dot back to the source of the problem, which the environmental medicine doctors are telling us are these low levels of chemicals in our environment that our federal government currently regulates as safe.
Well, and in my case, microparticulates that come from the coal that gets burned and all of the petrochemical things. Well, there are many more things, and Bill is looking so eager to join in. We are all going to be back in just a moment with Dr. Ricky Ott. Sound truth, as in Prince William Sound, and corporate myths, as in Exxon. We will talk a great deal about the Exxon Valdez and what we have to learn from that experience when we come back in a moment with the Paula Gordon Show. We hope you'll be with us.